This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved into intensive care at a London hospital after testing positive for COVID-19 11 days ago. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab has been deputized to act in the Prime Minister's place as necessary. Johnson's office announced late Sunday that the Prime Minister had gone to the hospital after isolating at home for 10 days. He was said to have had what the BBC called persistent symptoms. Britain's Queen Elizabeth on Sunday gave a rare televised speech to the nation, calling for Britons to act with resolve and obey social distancing guidelines. Her son, Prince Charles, was diagnosed with COVID-19 several weeks ago, but has since recovered. Britain has emerged as one of the latest hotspots in the pandemic, reporting more than 400 deaths on Monday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union is facing its biggest test since the founding of the economic bloc. Merkel said Monday it's too early to consider ending restrictive measures put into place to stop the spread of the virus. She called on European leaders to stand together. Other parts of Europe showed some improvement after weeks of devastating impacts from the virus that have caused governments to put residents on lockdown to try to slow its spread. Spain reported its latest in a string of lower daily deaths and new infection counts. Well, France recorded its fewest deaths in a week. Italy reported a jump in new fatalities Monday with 636 deaths after a weekend of its lowest death toll in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, U.S. officials warn the country will experience its hardest week yet. The United States on Monday topped 10,000 total deaths, making it the country with the third highest official death tally, behind only Italy and Spain. About one-third of the deaths have been in New York City. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A federal report found 3 out of 4 U.S. hospitals surveyed are already treating patients with confirmed or suspected COVID-19. Monday's Health and Human Services Inspector General's office finds hospitals, U.S. hospitals that is, expect to be overwhelmed as coronavirus cases rocket toward their anticipated peak by mid-April. Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary election in the United States, state of Wisconsin, has been postponed in the face of a rising tide of confirmed coronavirus cases. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, issued an executive order postponing the election in Wisconsin until June the 9th. He acted in response to widespread demands that he unilaterally postpone the voting when he was unable to agree with the Republican-controlled state legislature on a plan for moving the vote to a later date, and the terms of the balloting, such as whether to allow mail-in voting. More than a dozen U.S. states have postponed Democratic presidential primaries in April and May. The primaries are being held between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both Democrats. They're being postponed until weeks from now in hopes that by then the effects of the virus will have dissipated enough to allow voters to show up at polling places and cast ballots without endangering their health. The two candidates are competing for space to challenge Republican President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said Monday the government there hopes to begin loosening coronavirus-related lockdown restrictions as early as next week. Speaking at a news conference along with his cabinet members, Kurz said authorities would allow small shops up to 400 square meters in size, such as hardware or gardening shops, to open as soon as April 14th. That's 1 week from Tuesday. He said the shops that will be allowed to open will do so under very strict safety conditions, such as requiring masks, disinfection, and a limit on the number of customers allowed inside. Kurz said the goal is to have all shops, shopping centers, and hair salons open by May the 1st. Restaurants and hotels would not be allowed to open until mid-May, along with other service providers. The Austrian chancellor said that restrictions on citizens' movements put in place 3 weeks ago, set to expire on April 13th, will stay in effect until the end of the month. Officials in southern Iraq say three rockets landed near the site of a foreign oil field on Monday. The rockets targeted an area of Basra, Iraq's main southern city. Authorities say a rocket launcher was found nearby after the attack, but there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. And an Associated Press report says at least 200,000 Afghanis living in Iran have been returning home in recent weeks because of the COVID-19 outbreak. VOA News.